titanic events. For history is fundamentally about his story and her story. Chapter 1. The Nazi Rise to Power, 1918-23. From the end of the First World War to the Munich Putsch. Anton Drexler was born in Germany in 1884 and first worked as a machine fitter before becoming a locksmith in Berlin in 1902. Despite his extreme nationalism, he was judged physically unsuitable for military service and so, to his great disappointment, did not fight in the First World War. In 1919, bitter at the defeat of Germany and alarmed at the social and political turmoil of post-war Bavaria, he co-founded the German Workers' Party, the DAP, in Munich. Drexler was typical of a vulnerable section of the German population, the lower middle class. Possessing sufficient skills and independence to raise them above the mass of workers, such people were desperate to avoid any downwardly mobile pressures that might force them into the ranks of the working class. Made insecure by the economic and political upheaval in post-war Germany, such people were quick to blame Jews, socialists, and communists for Germany's plight. The DAP was only one of many tiny völkisch, ethnic-stroke-racist parties in Bavaria. Their common feature was their racist belief in the purity of German blood and German culture. Beyond that, their beliefs were a strange mixture of extreme nationalism, anti-Semitism, and right-wing militarism, blended with a radical and semi-socialist resentment of capitalism, large department stores, and unearned profits. As such, they were difficult to place on any political spectrum, as they represented the anxieties, fears, and resentments of those who felt themselves squeezed from above and below. Below them were the unionized workers, with their internationalist allegiances to class rather than race. Above them were the more comfortably off and the rich, whose nationalism was basically conservative. In 1919, one of the DAP's meetings was attended by an obscure army corporal of Austrian origin, Adolf Hitler. Drexler gave Hitler a pamphlet entitled My Political Awakening, and, according to Hitler's later thoughts expressed in his own political biography, Mein Kampf, My Struggle, Drexler's pamphlet reflected many of Hitler's own emerging beliefs. As a result, Hitler decided to join Drexler's tiny party, and by 1920, his rhetorical skills were both drawing in the crowds and overshadowing Drexler. That same year, he persuaded Drexler to change the party's name to the National Socialist German Workers' Party, the NSDAP, or Nazis. In 1921, Drexler's leadership was challenged by Hitler, and after a brief resistance, Drexler resigned. Without the skills or organization to resist Hitler, Drexler left the NSDAP in 1923 and was a largely forgotten figure by the time he died in Munich in February 1942. By that time, the party that Hitler had hijacked had been in power for almost 10 years and had unleashed a world war of unbelievable savagery. German troops occupied Europe from the Atlantic to southern Russia, and the mass killing of Jews in Eastern Europe had been taking place since the previous summer. That would have been impossible to imagine in the years immediately following Germany's defeat in 1918, but the roots of what Hitler would come to call the Third Reich went back deep into that troubled and turbulent period, and into the whirlpool of contradictory beliefs which lay at the heart of Drexler's little political party. National defeat and the establishment of the Weimar Republic. As Germany faced defeat in November 1918, it was disintegrating. Sailors mutinied in the ports of Wilhelmshaven, Kiel, and Hamburg. Workers and ex-soldiers set up revolutionary Soviets, revolutionary councils named after those recently established in communist Russia, in Berlin, and other cities. The German Emperor, Kaiser Wilhelm II, fled to Holland, and a new democratic government replaced him. This was a moderate socialist government, led by the leader of the German Social Democratic